34, no tax. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. We've got an exciting one lined up for you, because standing by is the one and only Mr. Mike Yeager. He's the chief cheerleader, the founder and president of Mid-America Motorworks. They recently had their Fun Fest. We're going to get the inside scoop on that and see what else Mike has been up to in recent times. Also coming up a little later on many of these Auto World stations, coming up in the next hour of the broadcast, automotive journalist extraordinaire, author, speed television broadcaster Matt Stone will be joining us to tell us about his recent drive of the Mercedes-Benz E63 AMG and some other cool stuff as well. We're also scheduled to be joined by a representative of a company with a new product that I honestly don't know anything about, and that's called Wash Drops. But we'll find out together. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 800-259-9231. We're going to throw out a trivia question here. And in honor of our very special guest, we'll make it a Corvette trivia question. How do you like that? Why don't we do that? What was, let's see, how hard shall we make this question? Not too hard. Let's go the route of a, let's go to a C4 question. What was the year that the Corvette convertible came back into the C4 lineup after a little bit of a hiatus? You know, there was a time when the government and many people thought that convertibles were going away forever, and here we are all these years later, and they're all over the place. But the Corvette convertible went away for about a decade, and it returned in the decade of the 1980s. What was the year that the Corvette convertible returned? That's the question. Speaking of all things Corvette, let's go to one of our favorite guys, the founder, as I said, the chief cheerleader, and number one guy at Mid-American Motorworks, Mike Yeager. Welcome to Auto World. How are you doing there, Mike?
I'm doing great. We're having bad reception here.
Oh, we got to tweak the tweakables. Well, maybe we should put you on hold here for a second and have Matt adjust the adjustables, because we can't have bad reception. We got to figure that one out. So, Matt, why don't you figure that out? And meanwhile, we'll throw out that trivia question one more time. The Corvette went away, as many convertibles did, during the decade of the 1970s, and it returned in the decade of the 1980s. It returned in C4 form. What was the year that the Corvette came back into the marketplace? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we also have that poll question out there about the ugliest vehicle of all time, your personal nominee for the ugliest vehicle of all time. So far, high on the list, the Pontiac Aztec and the Yugo. But what's your personal favorite of the uglies? 800-259-9231, or email me up, Bob Long Radio, BOBLONGRADIO at yahoo.com. I'm also on the Facebook thing at both Bob Long and Bob Long Radio. And now we go back to Effingham, Illinois, the home of Mid-American Motorworks and the hometown of Mike Yeager himself, the president of Mid-American. Mike, do you hear me okay now?
Bob.
Yes. Are you there?
Boy, your volume is just non-existent here.
Really? Boy, that doesn't make any sense at all. Well, let's see if we can do anything on my end to help with the problem. And Matt, if you want to...
Now, you're a little better now. I even changed phones, but it's still very weak.
All right. Well, we'll work on it as we'll talk here. In the meantime, The Fun Fest just wrapped up a number of weeks back. I heard it was a huge success, and you had a wonderful concert there by a great gentleman, one of the legends of rock and roll, and one of the guys that made the Eagles what they are, one of the greatest bands of all time.
Well, four-time Grammy winner, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, New York Times best-selling author, best-selling album of the 20th century, Don Felder of the Eagles. So, yeah, we had a pretty great concert.
That sounds great. And, of course, over the years, you've had so many wonderful people on the stage there as a treat for all the attendees at the Fun Fest, the Beach Boys, REO Speedwagon, the Guess Who. But this year, Don Felder, and I understand he opened with Hotel California, and that would have surprised me as well.
Well, that was just pretty impressive. I had heard demos of him playing as a solo artist and then with the band Hotel California. And it was better than I had hoped for, better than I imagined. And I got to tell you, that double neck strat, nothing sounded better. It was just awesome.
Excellent. Mike, how many years have you been doing the Fun Fest? About 18 or so?
18 years. In fact, Sunday was the 18th, so October 18th was our 18th Fun Fest. And we had a young fellow on stage by the name of Travis Birch. He's a Nashville artist, and he's from Effingham, Illinois, and just cut his first album in Nashville, and there's a song on it that they think may have a chance of being the number one new country artist of the year from Effingham, Illinois, and that was pretty cool.
Hey, that is really cool, and I think it's really cool that you're still in your hometown. I'm from Needham, Massachusetts, and I don't live that far, about 15 miles west of where I grew up, and you know, one of these days I may do a little adventure, some traveling around and live in a couple of other places, but there's nothing like your hometown, and the fact that you've been able to set up business and stay there. You know, not only are you a true American success story, as shown recently on CNBC, but also, as far as I'm concerned, a hero for staying in your own hometown.
Well, you know, I appreciate everything you say, and I will take that pat on the back. You only said one thing wrong.
What's that?
You said I've grown up. I've never grown up.
Well, that's my wife. As you know, I'm advanced age, first time dad, and my wife refers to my daughter Lucy and myself as her two children.
Well, you know what? I knew you were a late stage father, and I see pictures of Lucy all the time. I can't say that you're not proud, though, Bob.
Oh, absolutely. Totally and completely proud, just as you are of your two great boys who have followed the footsteps into the Corvette hobby and are collectors themselves. Matter of fact, I heard, I don't know if it's true, you've added two really special new Corvettes in collaboration with your sons to your personal collection in the museum.
Well, you heard absolutely correctly. We added the 1994 C5 Alpha Corvette, which was a hand-built Corvette, one of 14, that was the first cars after the proof of concept Serve 4, which Michael and Blake also owned, and that was the Alpha car. And as they went through that test program and development, then the next application up was the hand-built Beta cars, and we own one of those. And the interesting thing is that these cars were saved by General Motors' historic collection, but during the dark days of GM, they sold some cars, and, you know, thank God that we were able to get Serve 4 and the Alpha and the Beta cars, and we're just so excited to have those cars to learn and teach people in the Corvette hobby how these wonderful, high-performance, high-quality cars really start. From the bubble-up process through the Alpha, Beta, the pre-pilot, the pilot cars, and then into production. Just kind of a neat thing.
So true. When we come back, we're going to continue on that subject and talk a little bit more about education and some real cool news about Mike working with the Boy Scouts at this year's Fun Fest. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns were set in the pace? That
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today on Auto World. We got a Corvette trivia question out there, and that is about the return of the Corvette convertible to the lineup. It went away in the 70s, came back in the 80s. In C4 configuration, what year was that? The telephone number 800-259-9231. Mike Yeager is with us, chief cheerleader, president of Mid-American Motor Works, and he's telling us all about these two new vehicles added to his collection at the Fun Fest in collaboration with his sons. and really kind of pointing out and showing, you know, educating. That's what we need to do, Mike. I mean, more and more. I mean, Jay Leno is all often quoted as saying anytime he goes to a car show and he can talk to somebody without gray hair, you know, it's a good day for him. We need to get more people educated and turned on and excited about cars and about Corvettes like you and I.
Well, I think the hobby in general is doing a great job of that. I think many, many businesses are aware of it. And, you know, certainly Mid-America Motor Works is involved with the National Council of Corvette Clubs on their future Corvette owners, the birth to 18-year-old kids. We have a ride and drive program at Corvette Fun Fest that General Motors comes up and gives the kids new rides in a Corvette. That's kids younger than you and I, by the way. We stand in line and wait. The kids go to the head of the line. And this year we started working with the Boy Scouts of America, having a big camp in on our corporate facilities and kind of shooting to have 500 to 600 kids there next year. And some of the scouts are involved in parking and trash removal, and some of them are earning their merit badges on helping with exhaust installs and other mechanical items. And, you know, when young boys see Corvettes, let me tell you, they get excited. With a field of thousands and thousands of Corvettes, there's a lot of excitement in the young guys that are out helping us.
Absolutely. And it's great to get those young people out there looking at the Corvettes and seeing the great lineage of Corvettes, too. I mean, there aren't many automotive icons like the Corvette. When you stop and think about it, this vehicle is about to celebrate its 60th anniversary in production, and that's quite a record, to say the least, Mike.
Well, you know, I think it's the longest continuous sports car. I mean, 60 years, I can't think of anybody that's been doing sports cars longer.
Nope.
Not as continuous. I guess Porsche was in, what, 49? So maybe Porsche's got to speed a little bit. But Corvette stayed true to its initial knitting. And I'm, you know, I'm as fascinated today about the Corvette history and the performance of the car. Each generation of Corvette, the performance gets better and better and better. You know,
absolutely.
You wonder where they can take these cars and still meet cafe standards, but they do a splendid job of doing that.
Can't wait to see the next generation of the Corvette, the C7. There's lots of rumors swirling around about it, but just to keep us all wanting for the latest and greatest for 2012, I know Chevrolet brought out to the Fun Fest the latest limited edition Corvette. This is the centennial edition celebrating the 100th anniversary of Chevrolet. And the really cool thing that they've done with this vehicle, you can get it base, you can get it convertible, you can get it Grand Sport, you can get it Z06, or you can get it ZR1. So no matter what your price range is, you can have one of these collectibles. I haven't seen them up close yet, Mike. You've been really close to these vehicles. Are they cool? Are they as cool in person as it looks on the computer?
Not at all. They're cooler. You know, you don't get up close to them because they're always moving fast. But, you know, we're blessed each year that the transport company that hauls all the new Corvettes for General Motors always brings a full transporter load. And some of our new employees at Mid-America that work there but aren't involved in the hobby say, well, why would people want to see a load of new Corvettes? And I said, well, 12 Corvettes, brand new, in one spot at one time is just a pretty awesome sight. And I said, you just wait till that transporter is parked and see the people looking and taking pictures. And each year we have converts that go, now I understand. But, you know, in the 18 years we've been doing this, those first cars are now 18 years old. And if you have a picture of an 18-year-old Corvette, 12 of them in one place at one time, brand new, still in the wrapper, that starts becoming pretty historic.
Absolutely. That is more than historic. And certainly, like you say, one of the great things that you do there at the Fun Fest is not only show people the technology of today and look ahead at tomorrow, but also go back and look at the history. And you have so many different seminars, and I think this year you must have set a new record, because I heard that a little bit earlier today that you had a tremendous amount of seminars. How many all told?
Well, we were over 100 seminars in the 4 days, and that covers everything from thinking about buying their first Corvette to maintenance on some pretty rifled down, narrowed down topics on Corvettes, performance, restoration, collectability, maintenance, cleanup, just everything and everything in between, the how-tos and what-not-tos.
That's great. And I understand attendance across the board at the seminars was fantastic.
You know, Bob, we were up somewhere in the neighborhood of like 19.7%, but who's counting? We'll just say 20%. Attendance was up. Everything was up. Activity was up. We put in new roads once again this year. So we had more of our 180 acres that were easily accessible on paved surfaces. And we had great fall weather, except for Sunday. We had a lawn sprinkler come through, so to speak. We had a little bit of rain Sunday.
Mm. Well, it's bound to happen, and I'm sure it didn't dampen the atmosphere. And as long as it moved through quickly, that was the bottom line.
Well, it moved through. I won't say it was so quick, but you know what? By Sunday, I think everybody was kind of welcoming a little bit of cool down.
Let's talk a little bit about all the different vintage Corvettes on site there. Was there, you know, I know it's so hard, I'm sure, not only to keep track of the number of Corvettes in attendance, but also the wide varieties. But certainly every generation of the Corvette was represented, and probably every year, huh?
Well, without a doubt. And, you know, I see Fun Fest through the eyes of our photographers and videographers as the days and the weeks after Fun Fest happen. You know, I see lots of cars, I walk the grounds, I drive the grounds, but I don't see them all until I look at them through the eyes of our photographers. And traditionally, we will shoot 20 to 22,000 photographs during the weekend of the event. And as those are distilled down, you know, we review them, and I will look at the majority of them. And I see cars, it's like, holy cow, where did that one come from? But, you know, each year we have 25 to 35 celebrities each day going out and picking their favorite Corvette.
Oh, wow. When we come back on the other side, I want to hear much more about that. Mike Yeager is with us here on Auto World. Don't go away. We're just getting warmed up. I'm Bob Long.
Oh, get into my car. It's you. Oh, get into my car.
With TrueCar.com, it's like you've already bought your new car before you go to the dealership.
Welcome.
You have the exact car I want at the exact price I want to pay.
Well, yeah.
So, quick paperwork, I'll give you my TrueCar.com price protection certificate, and we're done.
Right.
What do you want to do now?
I want you to enjoy your new car.
This keeps getting better and better.
With TrueCar.com, you know exactly how much your new car is going to cost before you even leave home. First, TrueCar.com tells you what others have paid for the exact same car. And then, TrueCar.com gives you an even better price. The best part is, you get a TrueCar.com price protection certificate to print out and give to the TrueCar.com certified dealer. And you get your new car.
Did you always want to be a TrueCar.com certified dealer?
As a kid, I wanted to be a superhero, you know, help people. But then I grew up and
became a TrueCar.com certified dealer.
Right.
Kind of the same thing.
Exactly.
Log on to TrueCar.com right now to get your TrueCar.com price protection certificate. That's TrueCar.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies and more. Or check us out online at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Congratulations to Carl, listening in Nevada, who has come up with the correct answer about the Corvette. The return of the Corvette convertible after an absence of a decade. 1986 was the year. Congratulations. And I believe the Corvette went away in 1975. The man who would know the answer is... our special guest, our good friend, Mr. Mike Yeager, chief cheerleader and president founder of Mid-America Motorworks. Was it 75 or 76 that the Vette convertible went away?
75, and I've only owned three of them over the years. And I've only owned two 86 convertibles of the 300-plus Corvettes that I've owned. But, hey, if you have Carl's address, I'll send him one of my Corvette Bibles.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, my friend. I definitely will get that to you in the next day or so. Let's talk a little bit more about this year's Fun Fest, as you were talking about. I can't believe the amount of photography, the amount of photographs that are taken during the Fun Fest, and you go through and you check them all out. Imagine just the portfolio of colors when you stop and think about all the unique colors over the years.
Bob, we have over 3 terabytes of event photography of Corvettes, all indexed with meta tags of year cars, events, dates, color, people, pretty extensive library. So we add to it every year.
Absolutely.
It's pretty exciting when I can put out a request that I need a picture of a yellow 86 convertible. And the response is, well, what year do you want us to have shot that car in? So we have a pretty sophisticated system for retrieving our photos, and I'm blessed with a great photographer that has just a very, very, just a great mind for how to store and retrieve photography.
Absolutely. And you're blessed with a great crew out there at Mid-America, and you keep growing bigger and bigger. It's amazing when I look at some of the shots of your facility. How big is your warehouse out there? And, of course, you've got the installation facility and the Mike Yeager Museum. You've got a lot of things going on there.
You know, Bob, we've added in the last year another 20 plus thousand square feet of storage space. We've got to be in the neighborhood of a quarter million square feet of office, warehouse, distribution, museum, installation, just, you know, facilities under roof, so to speak. And that's our corporate campus, where our main office distribution center is 180 acres. So we've just added another 30 acres to that since Corvette Fun Fest, because as you well know, my goal is to get in a drag strip and a road course, and we keep buying more farmland when it becomes available, and someday, I don't know, my grandchildren will certainly think that I was a smart man, but we keep acquiring property to put together this dream of a road course.
That's going to be great. Well, one of these days, it's definitely going to happen. And speaking of one of these days, we're not that far from the big SEMA show out in Las Vegas, and you're doing something really special this year.
Well, every year we have a car in our booth, and it's normally a brand new car. And this year I decided to bring a vintage car out of our collection. And in 1964, there were about seven 64 Corvette coupes that General Motors Styling Department did all kinds of styling studies and features to. And of the seven, we own three of them. And the car that we're taking this year is Bunky Knutson's personal car, which is a Cadillac Fire Mist Blue with white interior. It has power vent windows, spatial exhaust, two-bar knockoff wheels, blue wall tires. It's got white wall and blue wall tires. But when you're running Chevrolet and you call up Goodyear and you say, I want a set of blue wall tires to match my car, how long did you think in 1964 it took Goodyear to say, would you want those yet today? Or so anyhow, it's a really cool car. It's got a high back bucket seat, spatial custom interior, chrome under the hood, and just all kinds of spatial styling cues to it, and it's going to be in our booth where people can step up. And as you well know, I let car people look at my cars and literally and figuratively touch them. I mean, that's what cars are made for. And, you know, as a collector, I'm probably less concerned that car people are going to hurt my cars. Sometimes people are a little bit prissy with their collector's cars, and I'm mildly particular. But I think car people aren't going to hurt your car, so all the SEMA people are going to see a million-plus-dollar car sitting in our booth up close and personal.
That's going to be great. And I know you've got an upcoming trip. Your Volkswagen business continues to expand, too. And speaking of that, I would imagine the Volkswagen air-cooled Fun Fest must be quite an extravaganza as well. And as you noted a little bit earlier to me today, it's not unusual for folks to show up there with not unusual colored vehicles, but unusual colored hair.
Well, I always say at Volkswagen, we have blue hairs to blue hairs. And, you know, it's an extravagant as Corvette, eclectic as Volkswagen, from the owners to the cars to what they do with them. And, you know, one of the things I've learned in life is that car people are car people, regardless of the brand. And they all love a specific brand, a specific model, and certainly we embrace that at the Corvette side as well as the air-cooled Volkswagen side. And as the more I get involved with Volkswagen on the air-cooled side, the more I look at the buses, and the buses are just so cool, as well as the Beetles. And, you know, I like things that move, you know. Something that sits still has no interest to me. Something that moves and is mechanical, that's all right. So that's kind of my car bent. I like things that move, go fast, look good, and other people like.
Well, absolutely. And who could not love a Corvette? I mean, it boggles the mind that, you know, once in a while I'll run into somebody who isn't a fan of the Corvette, but it's only a matter of time before we're going to tip them to the other side, because it's, as far as I'm concerned, the American dream machine. It always will be. And the Corvette Bible that you're giving to our friend in Nevada is such a wonderful piece of work. You gave me a copy of it down at the Amelia Island Concours, and I have it right here in my home studio office. Tell our listeners a little bit about the Corvette Bible, Mike.
Well, it was a work of love. It started with John Gunnell and I doing a project together, and from that project, Bob, we did the Corvette Bible, and we're now in our second edition. We sold out the first edition in less than a year, and we went back, and the cool thing on the second edition is that we used every piece of photography out of our library, and many, many, many of the shots are our customers' cars that we know, so that was kind of cool. Then it covers the history of Corvette year by year, and then all the variations of each year. Then collectively, I tried sharing with the readers the strong points, the weak points of each specific year through my eyes, as well as saying, if you buy a 68 Corvette with no motor, no transmission, what would you do with it? Not every Corvette has to be restored. Every Corvette has to be back on the road. If you buy a 68 Corvette and you can prove it was an L88, you better believe me, it needs to be restored. But if it's just an old, worn-out car, needs a new motor and transmission, they make awful cool street machines. So there's so many things that you can do with the Corvette. But I think the key thing is not seeing that first-time buyer get upside down in the car and spend too much money trying to restore it, because that's very, very costly, and then give up on the project. So I...
Absolutely, Mike. Always a pleasure sharing the microphone with you. Why don't we make sure and give out that official website for Mid-America Motor Works and that famous telephone number?
Well, phone number is easy. It's 800-500-1500. And website is www.mamotorworks.com.
Thank you.
That'll get you to the corporate side.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932. Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco.
WEBEX.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live all across North America. We thank you so much for being here. Mike Yeager, chief cheerleader, founder, president, Mid-America Motor Works, has agreed to hang with us for the rest of the hour, and we thank him so much for that. And, Mike, before the hard network break there, you were giving out the website and the telephone that has a very interesting story. The telephone number has a very interesting story about it or surrounding it. Why don't you give out those items one more time?
6:30 dinner.
All right, we're back with Mike Yeager. Mike, before the break there, we kind of ran into a hard network break there, and you were giving out the official website and telephone number for Mid-America, so why don't we reiterate those one more time?
Bob, the website is www.mamotorworks, mamotorworks.com, and the phone number, that easy one, only for you and I to remember, is 800-500-1500. 800-500-1500. You can buy. You can get a free Corvette or a free air-cooled Volkswagen Beetle catalog.
Fantastic. And speaking of the Volkswagen Beetle, I understand in the not-too-distant future you're going to be heading over to Europe. Tell us a little bit about that trip for the Volkswagen side of things.
Well, Bob, at our air-cooled Volkswagen side, we have a new program where we have a value line, a reproduction line, and an OE line. So it could be the same part. It could be a window scraper, and we have the same part and three different price categories, three different qualities, and a little different than our Corvette world. Volkswagen has parts at three. There are Volkswagen parts at three different price levels, and many of our competitors sell one of the three. We sell three of the three and give our customers a chance to pick the one they want. And Laurie, Blake, and I, and Richard Davies from OEV Dub are headed to Europe for 2 weeks, going to visit 24 different suppliers and looking for those original made and NOS Volkswagen parts that we can bring back to America to sell to that very, very unique, specific Volkswagen Beetle and bus lover.
That sounds great. And we never did finish something that we started to talk about, and that's the fact that at every Corvette Fun Fest, you have celebrity judges out there making the rounds. Tell our listeners around North America all about that.
Well, what I started to tell you, Bob, before the commercial break is that you were asking about, did we have one of every generation? The answer is, of course we did. But one of the cars that was selected by a celebrity judge was a 5362 Corvette, and I can't put those together close enough in that they took a first-generation Corvette chassis, and honest to God, they used parts for every year of Corvette from 53 to 62 on this car, and I will reserve my personal judgment about it, but somebody loved it, but it had a 53 front end and a 62 rear end, but it had components. And Corvette people know all the various little components from a 58 hood to the 56, 57 scoops on the. It had some of everything. It sounds gaudy, but the guy did a great job. He said, well, I just had a lot of extra parts, so I put them all together into one car. That was unique. So that car alone embodied every 53 to 62 Corvette. But it's surprising how many of the early Corvettes are driven to Corvette Fun Fest. Not as many as the first gen. Well, I say first gen, the 53 to 55, but you get into the 56, 57, up to the 62, we'll have three, four dozen of them. And that's just an awful lot of those old solid axle Corvettes that are brought in for the weekend. And that's a cool thing because that's what lit up my interest in Corvettes was a 62 Corvette, more the vision of it, but more, or the sighting of it, but more specifically a 1960 Corvette. You know, that's the, you know, when a 12-year-old kid sees the American heartbeat, the Corvette, and thinks of freedom, horsepower, chasing women, racing other cars, you got to think about Corvette. And I had that sighting when I was 12 years old, and I've never lost it since.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231 if anybody has a question for Mike Yeager, Chief Cheerleader at Mid-American Motor Works. Have you set the date for the Fun Fest 2012?
Bob, those are set somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 years out at a time.
I'm not surprised.
Who's being specific here? 2012, September 13th through the 16th, we are going to honor the 50th anniversary of the Corvette Stingray.
Oh, wow.
Think about it. 1963.
Yeah.
It went from Corvette to Corvette Stingray. The split-window coupe was new. I mean, the 63 Corvette, better put, the C5 Corvette, made the big splash just like that 63 Corvette did. But next year, 2012, in September, they introduced the Corvette Stingray 50 years ago. So the whole tribute is going to be around the 63 Corvette. We haven't booked a band yet, but I'd love to have the Beach Boys. I would love to have the Little Deuce Coupe here. All kinds of split windows, and then maybe bring in some competitive cars, maybe some early Mustangs, the Camaros, and, you know, the Dodge Darts, the Hemi cars, all those early muscle cars that was on the street during that 63, 64, 65 time period. You know, when I think the streets in America were on fire with all the muscle cars, and I'm the one that thinks the King of the Hill in 63 was still Corvette. It was the cool car.
Absolutely. I mean, boy, that car is just a timeless icon, to say the least, the 63 Corvette. And
you know, I'm biased as biased can be. And when I try getting around that bias, I still say that the 63 Corvette in the annals of all automotive history is one of the most iconic cars out there. And even though I'm a convertible fan, the 63 split window coupe just has such notoriety, such recognition. And other than the fact that the car has chrome bumpers, and cars today have been without chrome since the early 70s, that car still looks timely on the street today. It really does. So I think one mark when you look at Ferraris, certain Porsches, and certainly the 63 Stingray, well-designed cars are just timeless. And that car, in my books, absolutely fills the bill.
Any rumors that you've heard that you can tell us about the next generation, the seventh generation? There have been rumors of perhaps a split-window edition or an option. Chevrolet seems to be pretty close-mouthed on this. I know some folks who may be working on a book of the seventh generation Corvette, but they're not telling me anything, Mike, so I have to go to you.
Well, Bob, guess what? You're 0-3 here. You got to go back up to bat because you lost on this one, too. If I knew, I would tell you, and then they would kill me later. But honest God, I really don't know. I mean, I've heard 7-speed. You know, we've all heard things about perhaps the moniker Stingray will come back. We've heard the split window, and you know, I think the only thing we're going to see is probably a new generation of Corvette engine. Maybe we'll see a longer wheelbase, a little, you know, to change the ride of the car. You know, I'm certain they're going to have to do something in the driveline side to keep meeting the, I can say it, but GM can't, the stupid cafe standards. I mean, you know, we can cook the books anyway. You build electric cars so your other cars can get less miles per gallon. But at the end of the day, they're still going to have to do something to up the mileage. And when I think of a Corvette today, I've got a new Grand Sport, an 11 Grand Sport, that if I drove it as a normal person, or I don't know if there is such a thing as normal, but if I drove it at that typical 65 mile an hour, I'd be getting 27 to 28 miles a gallon in a car with hundreds and hundreds of horsepower. It can kick ass on anything of the street and still get that kind of gas mileage. So I'm pretty happy with the mileage of a Corvette, but I know that the OE people keep having to raise that bar.
I know they're making it difficult, but let's hope and pray that the performance remains and the technology continues to kind of even the gap there between, you know, I agree with you, especially the 2025 standards, I think, are really over the top. But anyway, Mike, always a pleasure sharing the microphone with you. Look forward to seeing you at SEMA. And everybody, check out the official website for Mid-America, which is, once again, Mike,
MAMotorworks.com, MAMotorworks.com, and 800-500-1500. Bob, I always loved your music.
Thank you, my friend. That will do it for this hour.
On the road again. I'm on the road again.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.